Page 123. Exercise 2. Listening. An interview with an athlete.
Thank you for agreeing to answer a few questions, Suzanne. How do you feel?
Great. Thirsty, tired, but mostly great. I'm always happy to finish.
Tell me, is this your first marathon?
Oh, no. It's my seventh. My seventh in 5 years.
Really? That's quite an achievement.
Thank you.
Is this your best time?
No, the Boston Marathon was my best time. I finished it in 3 hours, 27 minutes, and 12 seconds. I didn't win, but I was so happy that day. It was a dream come true.
Amazing. Did you dream about running marathons as a child?
Oh, no, not at all. I ran on a team in high school, but in my first race, I finished last. I quit the next week. I didn't run for a very long time, until I was in my mid-30s. I'm 43 now. At age 39, I decided I wanted to make some changes in my life.
Like what?
Well, I wanted to have a personal goal and work to achieve it. Some of my friends ran marathons. They talked about how difficult it was, but also how wonderful.
Was training difficult for you?
Oh, yes, that's the most difficult thing. But for my first 5 marathons, I was in graduate school as a full-time student. That was another dream of mine. There was never enough time in the day, so that was pretty stressful. But having 2 goals, to run marathons and to go back to school, helped me achieve both dreams, I think. When graduate school was stressful, I ran. When running was causing me stress, I studied.
So what's next for you? Do you have another dream you hope to achieve?
Well, my next race is in Chicago. I hope to run all of the big marathons, such as New York, Berlin, and London, all in under 3.5 hours.
Well, I'm sure you'll be successful. Thank you, Suzanne, for talking to me. Now, please enjoy a good long rest.